Hello.
Hi, Austin.
Hi, yes.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. So,
Good deal.
did you get home?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. So, now just to kind of finish setting everything up here, but did you have any questions at all?
No, I don't think so. Basically, actually, I guess one question I have is, how long does it take you guys to, do what you got to do on your end for, optimization and that type of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So, because you already have some online presence, it's going to happen for you much quicker, right? Like, I'm telling you
Right.
that right now, but I just have to set realistic expectations. So for maximum results, it does take 30 to 45 days, but I'm telling you right now, I give that
Oh, hello?
timeline to,
Oh.
oh, can you hear me? I'm
You,
sorry.
yeah, sorry. I'm on Wi-Fi calling. I got poor signal at my house, so it kind of cut out. I lost you right before you said how long it might take.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it will for maximum results, it does take 30 to 45 days. But I
Oh,
mean,
okay,
I
yep.
give that timeline to people that don't even have Google Business profiles. So,
Right.
I mean, that will definitely happen quicker for you, for sure.
Okay, yep.
Okay. Austin, I just need to get a couple of details here. One second.
Okay.
So I'm going to get some basics about the company. Now, anything I mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But first off, what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
I'll do 8 to 5.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Throw Saturday on there as well.
Okay. Wonderful.
That's
And
probably pretty
that
easy to change though, right?
it is.
I mean,
I think it's
you can do 7 to 5.
okay, perfect.
Yeah, 7 to 5 Monday to Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. And that gives you kind of an edge on everybody else, in the area, because so many people just do Monday through Friday. So, and I mean, you can always schedule for a different day, right? Like,
Right.
just getting phone
Right.
calls. So,
Yep.
now is the best way to contact you, Austin? Is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yeah, all the above.
Okay. And I know this is probably kind of a silly question, but do you have licensing and insurance?
Yep.
Okay. Figured.
All
and
right.
now, are you going to want us to, okay. Now you are going to want the website that we're including, right? I'm sorry. I can't remember if you said you wanted that or not. No, you don't. Never mind. Your
No,
website
because I, yeah,
is
yeah, I
great.
have a
You have a
website.
great
Yep.
website. Totally forgot. Just had to look at
Yep.
it real quick to see how amazing it was again.
Yes, thank you.
okay, so now the best address for you, Austin, is going to be, okay, first off, now for Google, I know you have your Google Business profile already, but Google doesn't allow PO boxes for Google Marketing. Do you have like another address that we can use that maybe, I mean, we can hide it. We wouldn't have to show it anywhere online.
Right, yeah, I have a shop address.
Okay, perfect. What is that?
Yeah, that's 421 State Street in Ellsworth, Maine. Zip code is 04605.
Perfect. All right. And is that also your billing address?
No, my billing address is the PO box.
Okay.
Yep. Because I don't get mail at the 421 State Street.
Oh, really? How did you
Yeah.
verify your Google Business profile?
I don't know. Yeah, to be
Oh.
honest, I don't know because, oh, actually, you know what it is? I bet because before with my old business partner, it was his mother's address and probably used 229 Cove Way, and it was verified that way. And then since we've
Oh,
just
okay.
switched the addresses, maybe.
Well, yeah, so I mean, just normally Google mails out a PIN verification on like a postcard. So and they won't send it to a PO box. So I mean, once it's verified through the
Oh, then it was
address.
probably, yeah, it was probably sent to, one of our home addresses maybe. But it is verified.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's
either
yeah.
way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not a big deal. Right. I was just curious how you ended up doing that. Okay. So now let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call, Austin. Now, the onboarding call is going to be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. So now, I mean, I don't have any time for the rest of today, but tomorrow's pretty open. What time works better for you, like around this time?
Tomorrow, so the onboarding call, is that, that's probably not quite as flexible as you were this evening. Because so, oftentimes, like, it's hard for me to schedule because where I'm working on site, like, just various circumstances arrive, and, you know, I don't leave. I mean, I could leave, but I don't know.
No. So they're very flexible, Austin. I would just suggest if for some reason you can't do it at that time, just at least answer your phone and let them know that so they can reschedule. But they'll reschedule with you if you need to.
Then let's shoot for do I need to be in front of a computer?
No.
When they do that? No, I don't.
Mm-mm. You just need the information about your company. I mean, and anything that they may need, it wouldn't be very hard to do from your phone.
Okay. Yeah, because, like, what, like, so I could, you know, approve for, you know, managerial access or whatever.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then, yeah, let's do, how about, like, 2:30, 3 o'clock?
Okay. All right, perfect. I can do, okay, so I can do 2 to 3. Yeah, I can do that, 2 to 3.
Yeah, yep, that sounds good.
All right, okay, actually, I'm sorry. Actually, no, that time is completely booked. I can do 4 to 5. That would be the next earliest time.
4 to 5, we'll do that.
Okay. And again, if you need to reschedule, just let them know.
Yep, okay.
So, I got everything I need here, Austin. Now, I know that last time we had spoke, I had told you it was going to be the $299 with the $99 setup fee unless you did the Google guarantee, but I'm going to just help you out, and I'm going to at least just waive that setup fee for you. So it'll be just the $299, okay?
All right, that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. So, now, I'm going to go ahead and update and process the payment. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay, yep.
So now, Austin, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
S&S Exteriors.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Austin Shaw, title is President.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
I am, yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so now, Austin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means, Austin, is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
So, I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have like any doubt about who might be calling you, just ask them for your security question and they'll have to give the response that you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
We'll do first pet's name.
Okay. That one's my favorite. What was that?
Storm.
Storm? Okay, that had to be a dog, right?
Yeah, that's a dog, yeah.
Okay. Was it a pit bull? It sounds like a pit bull.
No, it was a golden retriever, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. I wouldn't necessarily associate golden retrievers with being, like, stormy, so.
Right, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're great dogs.
My childhood, my father's dog, and that's like my security question for everything I have.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So, Austin, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
I do.
Okay, perfect.
Because I already have like another marketing team doing my campaign, like Google targeted ads. I think I mentioned that to you.
Yes, for the Google ads.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you going to continue that? I thought you kind of were planning on not continuing it anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fence just because I did finally, like, I haven't really spent any money besides paying them to manage it, but I did get my first lead directly from their ad now that the season's picking up, so I'm going to continue testing it out and just seeing what comes of it.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, let us know, because, I mean, that's definitely something that we can always help you out with, right? So
okay. Yeah.
If it's not going well with them, we can definitely go ahead and do some Google ads for you. And the first month with us, we actually include an extra $100 on top of it. So it's a minimum of $300 for ad spend. And so for the first month, it would be $400 in ad spend for Google ads.
So, and what does it cost for you guys to, like, manage, you know, the Google ads?
It's a 25% service fee.
Okay, yep.
So is that, like, what they do?
I spend $1,000 in ads. You guys get $250.
So just let me know.
That's better than what I'm paying my other marketing company right now anyway. I'm paying them $700 a month.
Oh, really?
And then plus all the other ads, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'll
probably be talking to you guys in the future then about that. I'm just going to go with them for another month or two and see how it goes and, yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, I do appreciate you letting me know that again, so I can go ahead and let them know that too here. So now, Austin, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of March 7th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 7th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind, Austin, again, that we ask everybody to give it 2 months. This doesn't mean that you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. It's just a verbal agreement to get the most added benefit from the position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So we're almost done. You're almost good to go for your client interview. I just need one last thing from you. So I know you've gotten a few text messages, or do you see one that says, Austin, thank you for choosing Local Splash? Did that come through to you? I might have to send it.
I think I got one yesterday.
Let me send it again.
There it is, yep.
Okay, perfect. So if you could do me a favor and open up that link there, that's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so this is just everything that we discussed in writing, so you can take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. But what's included is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submission, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So once you're done looking that over, there's just 2 boxes at the bottom. If you could check them off, and then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Yeah, I'm just reading through the, so you guys aren't giving me a website, so none of that applies to me.
for like transferring fees and whatnot.
Yeah, no, so we're not doing a website with you, so that wouldn't apply to you, but I mean, that's still there for you if you ever want it. I mean,
right.
Yeah, I just didn't mention that because I didn't think you wanted it.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And same for Google Guarantee, because, I mean, I'm going to hold off on that for now, I think.
Yeah.
Which,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right. So... Oh, it says to... I clicked confirm signature, and then it brought me right to, like, a username and password screen.
Perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard, Austin. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. It will be emailed and texted to you. So just to recap, they will be calling you tomorrow between 4 and 5. They will call you from an 877 number, so I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. Your account management team is always going to call you from the same number. So it's 877-635.
Okay. 877-635-6225.
And then your invoice was emailed to you, so you can keep that for your tax purposes, of course. And I just want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all, Austin?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm excited for you, so just look out for that call tomorrow, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Austin.
Sure thing. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.